Phil will now introduce our second set of heated stories from the evening news.
In spite of the heat, the Norfolk show started on a high note. Princess Anne's smiles shone in the sun, and livestock owners were full of praise for the quality of animal welfare for the 3,000 animals. Only the dogs were hot, according to our editor. However, the heat was too great for the MRI scanners at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and the heat may lead to a flying ant invasion. It was also hot at the Longwater Recycling Centre when a fire was sparked by a lithium-ion battery and a Norfolk naturist group got hot under the collar, following an unwelcome decision from South Norfolk District Council. Alison will keep her cool and start us off with the first of the hot weather tales.
Princess Anne braved soaring temperatures of around 30 degrees centigrade as she arrived at the Royal Norfolk Show in Norwich, carrying out a packed programme of engagements under clear blue skies. Dressed for the heat, the Princess Royal wore a green patterned sundress paired with her signature sunglasses and white slip-on shoes, maintaining her trademark understated elegance despite the sweltering conditions. After introductions alongside dignitaries and event organisers, the Princess met representatives from a range of charities and rural organisations. She spoke with Mid Norfolk Riding for the Disabled, which provides riding sessions for children aged 5 to 16, asking about its history, volunteer recruitment and its fundraising. She also discussed the charity's recent move, noting that relocating can sometimes be vital for long-term growth. Ryan Darby of the British Association for Shooting and Conservation spoke to the Princess Royal about sustainable shooting and the group's educational event, which has reached around 16,000 children over the past decade, teaching them about the countryside and conservation. Before departing, the Princess was presented with a hamper from the Norfolk Food Hall featuring local produce. This £3 million venue, which opened last year, now attracts around 2,500 visitors each week and supports more than 150 regional producers.
What a day! We're thrilled with the spirit of the show and the cooperation of the visitors. This is how Norfolk Show Chief Executive Mark Nicholas summed up the opening day. "We're really pleased with how everyone has managed the warm weather and we're firmly in control," he said. Mr. Nicholas said the head vet had a team of 6 vets on site, and there had been praise for the animal welfare measures in place for the 3,000 animals on the showground in the 30 degrees centigrade heat. "We've left nothing to chance, and we're really pleased with how all of the animal welfare has been handled. Organisers are still unclear on the number of visitors per day one. The show normally averages about 80,000 over the 2 days. As visitors can use a ticket in either day, organisers think some people will go on day two today, as temperatures are due to be slightly lower. There was a 30-strong medical team in place, and while they were busy, especially helping people who had overheated, there was no serious incidents. Cattle farmers said their animals were coping well with the heat wave, possibly even better than they would in their home farm fields."
A critical incident has been declared at Norfolk's biggest hospital after the heatwave led to its MRI scanners stop working. Hundreds of patients have had their appointments cancelled on the hottest day of the year so far when the machine's cooling systems failed. Staff at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital are frantically trying to find a cooling resolution but cannot say when the problem will be fixed. Already, 254 outpatient appointments have been cancelled. The county is in the grip of a heat wave which has led to the hottest June days ever, and a rare red heat health alert is in place across the region, meaning there is a risk to life even for healthy individuals. Chris Cobb, the chief operating officer at the NNN, said, "Due to the hot and humid weather, the cooling systems in our MRI scanners are failing, and we currently have no working MRI scanners at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. This includes the on-site inpatient MRI scanners and the Community Diagnostic Centre. We recognise the distress that this will cause and will endeavour to get everyone rebooked as soon as our scanners are functioning once more. Patients who have not been contacted by the hospital are advised to attend their appointments as usual."
Flying ants are set to invade Norfolk this summer due to the recent warm and wet weather. Flying Ant Day is more likely to be flying ant season, say pest experts, with swathes of the insects expected to descend on the county. Paul Blackhurst, Technical Academy Head at Rentokil Pest Control, said, "Flying Ant Day, in terms of a one-off event, does not really exist. While the name suggests a single nationwide event, what people are actually likely to see is, in fact, a broader natural cycle experienced locally. Massed swarms of winged ants can occur over several days, weeks, and even months across the UK, depending on local weather conditions. The association has offered advice for homeowners looking to keep flying ants outside. Recommended steps include sealing cracks around doors and windows, keeping entry points closed during swarming periods, and using fly screen for ventilation. They also advise cleaning up food debris, using airtight containers, and clearing pet food promptly. Bins should have tightly sealed lids, and strong-smelling cleaners can be used to erase pheromone trails."
A huge blaze at a recycling centre near Norwich was likely sparked by a lithium-ion battery compacted by a bin lorry. 14 fire crews battled the fire, which involved 50 tonnes of shredded waste at Longwater Recycling Centre in Cossey. At the height of the incident, 14 crews and about 50 firefighters, as well as several specialist units, were at the scene. Now, firefighters have said that it is likely a lithium-ion battery sparked the inferno. When compacted in bin lorries, the cells in the batteries become damaged, causing fast, fierce and sometimes fatal fires. Area manager Emir Goff, head of prevention and protection at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, said, "When waste decomposes, it can produce heat, which makes it more likely for any malfunctioning lithium-ion battery to ignite. I would like to thank FCC Environment for their diligence in raising the alarm quickly and having good procedures in place which prevented further damage." Norfolk County Council has said that waste from district council elections that would usually be processed at the plant in Cossey will be taken elsewhere in the county.
A Norfolk naturist group got hot under the collar after council officials got in touch to tell it they were bringing in new powers to regulate sex establishments. Broadland Sun Association, which runs a nudist camp in Stoke Holy Cross, tore a strip off South Norfolk Council after receiving the letter, expressing anger at the implication it should be covered by the policy. It insisted it has nothing to do with sex, demanding to know why the council contacted them about its plans to impose licences on so-called sexual entertainment venues, SEVs, like lap dancing clubs. It accused officials of implying nudity itself was sexual and said such attitudes were a throwback to the saucy postcard era, and invited them to visit to find out more. Steve Law, the club secretary, wrote, "We're grateful to have been asked for our views on the licensing of SEVs, but somewhat concerned that you appear to believe that our club may in some way be affected by such legislation or policy making. We find it unlikely that contact was made with every limited company or club in the area, and would be grateful if you could explain the reasoning which led to us being asked for our views." The document was sent to the club by South Norfolk Council as part of a consultation exercise about the introduction of a licensing system to regulate SEVs, sex shops, and sex cinemas.